So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Hallelujah. When my children ask me for something, sometimes they get it and sometimes they don't. In our house, I am the supreme authority. Hallelujah. Of course, I share with my wife. We make decisions. We talk things over. But when it comes to my children, when I tell them what I expect them to obey me. And when they ask me for something, a lot of times whether or not they've been obedient will determine whether or not they get what they ask for. Amen. Hallelujah. And when my children are disobedient, it hurts me sometimes to turn them down. But when they ask me for something that I know they don't deserve, many times I say, no, you can't have it. Sometimes I have to punish them when I catch them saying little words that I've told them not to say. When I see them doing things that I've commanded them not to do. Amen. Likewise, our Heavenly Father looks down on His creation.
He does.
He looks on His creature called man. He sees us when we do wrong. He knows every time we do what we shouldn't do when we disobey His voice.
Right.
I don't claim to be an authority on the Word of God. I don't claim to know a lot about the Word of God, but this much I have learned, that whatsoever God tells us to do, we better obey.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God. God commanded Adam and Eve not to partake of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was their only commandment. Yet they disobeyed the voice of God. And every time a person disobeys their Heavenly Father, there are severe punishments that will come your way.
Right.
Hallelujah. They were cast from the Garden of Eden. I think of many people who have disobeyed God and have found themselves being punished. I see a man named Saul on the road to Damascus. And as he was lying there and listening to the voice of God, he said some words that every person should say when they find themselves down and out, when they find themselves being punished by the hand of God. He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do?
Right.
Glory to God. That's what you should say when God brings you down.
Sure.
When you've been disobedient, when you haven't done as you know to do. Because we serve a mighty God who sees all things. And He expects His children to be obedient.
Right.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I think of the cities Sodom and Gomorrah. I think of all the trouble that they must have had in those places. But I see a man by the name of Abraham who had faith in God. One man dared to stand up and speak to God on behalf of those cities. God said, I'm going to have to destroy them. Because they've been wicked. They haven't obeyed my commandments. Abraham said, Lord, would you spare them if 50 people be there that are righteous?
Oh God.
God said, I will.
Oh God.
If 45 be found that are righteous, will you spare them? God said, I will.
Yes.
If 40 are there, will you spare them? God said, I will. If 30 are there, will you spare them? God said, I will. Abraham, being a man of great faith in God, dared to speak two more times on behalf of those cities. Said, Lord, if there be 20 righteous in those cities, will you spare them? God said, I will. And if there had been 20 people righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah, 20 people who would obey the voice of God, it would have been God's good pleasure to spare those cities. Abraham said, how about 10? God said, I will. But there were not 10. And we find Lot and his wife and children on the way out of the city. And God commanded them not to look back.
Amen.
But out there on their way from a city that was being destroyed, Lot's wife dared to disobey the voice of God. And she was severely punished.
Amen.
You know the story, how that she was turned to a pillar of salt.
Right.
But I think of another city by the name of Nineveh. God spoke to Jonah and said, go there, tell the people to repent. I'm going to destroy that city. Jonah disobeyed the voice of God. He was called to do something for God, but he went in the wrong direction. And out there on a stormy sea, in a ship that was tossed to and fro, Jonah said, just toss me overboard and everything will be all right. And as Jonah was sailing through the air, no doubt just instantly before he hit the water, God made a great whale and opened its mouth, and Jonah went on the inside. And we find him down in the depths of the sea, saying, Lord, I will pay my vows. Lord, I will pay my vows. It's something what God goes to sometimes to get people really sincere, to dedicate themselves from their heart to do whatever God says do. But from the bottom of the sea, Jonah said, I will. I will. From his heart, he said, I will obey you, God. I will obey you. I remember times when I wasn't putting all my heart into the work of God. I remember times when I wasn't doing all that I knew I should be doing when God had called me to do a work for Him. And I found myself in a secluded place talking to God, and I said, God, I will.
Yep.
I will.
Yep.
I found that God was punishing me for many things, for many times when I had been disobedient, for the times that I hadn't done what I told Him that I would do. So in a little dark room, with my hands outstretched, I said, Lord, Lord, if you will deliver me from this place, if you will deliver me, Lord God, I will do what you told me to do. Like Jonah, it seemed there was no way that I could be delivered. Like Jonah, it seemed like I was destined to be a complete failure. But when things seem to be impossible, God looks on a sincere heart.
He does.
And He makes a way when there seems to be no way.
He does.
Jonah said, I will pay my vows. And God caused that fish to get sick.
Yes.
And he was vomited up on dry ground.
Amen.
And he went to the city of Nineveh and he preached, repent, repent, repent. From the bottom of his heart, he preached. Glory to God, I've got a feeling he preached stronger than he ever preached before in his life. Because God had brought him to his knees. And in obedience to the call of God, he went to that city that God would have destroyed. But because they listened to the voice of that man, a man called of God, who told them to repent and turn from their wicked ways, God spared that city. It was the Father's good pleasure to spare them because they turned from their wicked way. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. And I've got a feeling that God had looked down and He saw that the people would not listen to Brother Jonah. If He'd seen that they were determined to live wickedly and not turn from their wicked ways, that city also would have been destroyed. I've seen people calling on God in the wee hours of the morning, saying, Lord God, I pray that you will keep your hand of protection upon this place. God bless our leaders. I've heard people call out to God to bless the President of the United States.
Right.
A little saint of God, seemingly an insignificant person in this world, but I've watched them and I've heard them pray, God bless the leaders of this world. Help them to find an answer to the problems. Oh God, help them. And no doubt many times God hears those sincere prayers and calamities are avoided because someone dares to get a hold of God with a sincere heart. Hallelujah, will you worship the Lord? Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. God gives us a commandment. And he expects obedience.
Right.
Hallelujah. I remember how I called out, God, if you'll just give me another chance. God, if you will just help me from my stomach on the floor in the living room of my home with my face to the floor and tears streaming down my face. I said, God, if you'll just give me one more chance, I'll do anything. I'll go anywhere. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you want me to do. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then doors begin to open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. A minister called and said, I want you to hold me a revival. I went and preached and felt the blessings of God in a mighty way. And then another door was open. And I preached and several received the Holy Ghost. And then another door was open. And I went to the state of Texas. I preached and the people began to come to the altar. I baptized people in the name of Jesus. And I worshiped the Lord. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you will go to God with a sincere heart, no matter where life takes you, no matter how God has to bring you down, if you will sincerely call upon God from your heart and dedicate yourself to Him, saying, God, I give you my all. He makes a way. He makes a way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I've seen doors open that I never thought would be possible. I've preached in pulpits that I never would have dreamed that I would preach in. I've stood on the streets. I've directed the choir and watched the people walk by and drive by with their eyes in amazement, wondering what was going on. And I stood there with the blessings of God in my life, remembering that there was a time when I wasn't obedient and God had to bring me to my knees.
Hallelujah.
And I remember.
Hallelujah.
And then I thanked God for what He had done for me, because He brought me out of a place that it seemed impossible to come out of. Hallelujah. Like Jonah, He brought me out. And He began to bless. And everywhere I would go, and everywhere I've been, I've seen people who are living wickedly, who are doing things they know they shouldn't do.
Amen.
Who are disobeying God on every hand.
Oh, God.
And I've preached to congregations. And I've seen some who would dare to obey God. They walk forward with tears in their eyes. Not long ago, I watched a young lady. She knelt down and started praying. And she started praying like this. She said, God, oh God, I'll do anything you want me to do. And in a few minutes she stood to her feet and said, Lord, anything, God, anything, just give me the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. And before you knew it, she was just shaking all over. And in a few minutes she was dancing down the aisles backwards, speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
And I watched other people that I preached to, night after night, walking out the doors, disobeying God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. And God has awaiting for them, if they don't repent, severe punishments. Hallelujah. Not only in this life, but in the world to come. There is an eternity out there where we're going to have to live forever. And if you don't repent, I'm telling you from my heart tonight, sinner friend, if you don't repent, God is going to destroy you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh God, but if you would only turn from your wicked ways, if you would obey the voice of God,
Amen.
If you would listen to my words tonight and do as your heart is leading you to do.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
God would spare you and you would receive life everlasting.
Life everlasting.
So to please God, we must obey. What a mighty God we serve. David said, our God is in the heavens.
Yes.
He hath done whatsoever He pleases. Some people say, I would like to be a Christian. I'm afraid I couldn't live a Christian life. Some people say, I don't think God would even want me. But you see, Jesus said in Luke, the 12th chapter, fear not, little flock. He said, don't be afraid. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in my opening text, I read to you how that you can come and buy without money.
That's right.
Glory to God. Oh, we saw Saul over there on the road to Damascus, a man who owed a terrible debt, a man who had done terrible things, and he owed so much to God it didn't look like he would ever be able to pay his debt. But when he said, "What will you have me to do?" God made a way.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And without money, without price, because the debt had already been paid on Calvary, Paul the Apostle says, whatsoever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God, we worship the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus said in Matthew the 11th chapter, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born among women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Hallelujah. There was a time when I didn't understand that. But as I submitted my life to God more and more, things began to be revealed to me in the Scriptures. I fully understood that there's a way to get into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. John the Baptist wasn't privileged to have the Holy Ghost as we have it. Oh yes, he was filled in his mother's womb, but he didn't know what it was to walk down to an old-fashioned altar and say, "God, I'm a sinner. Take my sins away. Wash me white." He didn't know what it was to raise his hands and begin to speak in tongues and shout down the aisles. Glory to God. He didn't know what it was to walk into the waters of baptism and have the preacher to say, "I now baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
Amen.
Praise God.
Go.
And it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Glory to God. Peter, what are you going to preach on the day of Pentecost when the hungry hearts are calling out, "What must I do? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" What are you going to say? In obedience to God's word, Peter has the message, repent. It's the same message that Brother Jonah had with a little bit added to it. Repent. Repent.
Right.
Hallelujah. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I read in the Scripture, without the Spirit of Christ, ye are none of his. And I've seen how that God has punished and punished those who would go against his commandments. And we have a promise of everlasting torment and a devil's hell if we dare to go against God. But it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Colossians 1:19, "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness dwell." Talking about Jesus Christ. A lot of people don't seemingly have as much respect for Jesus as I do. They don't seemingly think that he has as much power and authority as I think he does. Hallelujah. Let me change that, as I know he has. Praise God. Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When you've seen me, you've seen him that sent me. Praise God. And when Jesus died on the cross, a lot of people couldn't understand why he would do that. Why he would hang there and bleed and die like that.
Hallelujah.
And even today people say, "I don't understand it." But I'd like to emphasize what a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
In my opening scripture I read to you, God's ways are above our ways. God's mind is above our mind. And who are we to ask God God does whatsoever He pleases. And it pleased the Father by the foolishness of preaching to save the lost. And it pleased our God to hang on the cross so that we could be free from sin.
Right.
So that we could buy salvation without money.
Right.
So that we could receive our healing without price. So that we could come to God with a sin debt that was heavy. Not having anything to offer except sin, corruption, and defilement, and disobedience. But saying, Lord, I'm sorry. What will you help me to do? Sister Dennard told me a few words the other day, said, I'd like for you to make a song out of this. Said, the Lord just seemingly spoke to me, or through me, and I said, show me what to do, dear Lord. I'm willing. I like that spirit. Show me what to do, dear Lord. I'm willing. Glory to God. There's some people who will be obedient no matter what the circumstances. Praise God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were told to bow. They were going to be destroyed in the fire. But they stood there and would not bow. Likewise, there are people today in the church of the living God serving a mighty God who know that they'll never disobey God because they've learned that they must obey His voice. And when the world bids for them and says, come on out of there, come on and bow, they dare not bow. They dare not disobey God. Hebrew children wouldn't bow. The king didn't see that God of theirs that was standing in their midst until they were thrown in the fire. Then they saw Him walking with them through the fiery furnace. Praise God. And if we won't bow to this world, we will be obedient to God. One of these days when the world's on fire, we're going to inherit a kingdom. Hallelujah! A city whose builder and maker is God. Praise God, and we can walk with that same God who walked through the fiery furnace. We can walk with the same God who delivered Noah and his family because they were obedient to His voice. We can dwell with the same God who walked on the water and told Peter to come. We can live forever with the same God who said, it is I, be not afraid. Praise God forever. Will you worship the Lord with me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some people are trying to serve God and trying to obey God without the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. They say, I've accepted Christ as my personal Savior. I'm a Christian. I'm just as good as you. But friend, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues, there is no way that you can obey God's commandments. The first commandment that you've got to obey is repent of your sins. Praise God. You may say, I've accepted Christ all day long. But the question in my mind, has God accepted you? Praise God. Praise God. Jesus said that you must go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And in Romans 8 chapter, Paul said, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Right.
But ye are not in the flesh, not if the Spirit, but in the Spirit, if so be, that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Hallelujah. Thank God for His Spirit that dwells in man. What a mighty God. A God who created the heavens and the earth, but devised a plan whereby His Spirit could dwell with man. What a mighty God that made a way that we could come to an altar of repentance and say, God, I'm sorry. What will you have me to do?
Glory.
And then suddenly the slate is wiped clean and we start all over walking with God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that would go to a tree and die for the sins of the world, making it possible that we could serve Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. What a mighty God is He. Will you say praise the Lord tonight? Glory to God. And our mighty God that we serve expects obedience.
Right.
We must obey Him. We expect to make it through. Will you stand tonight? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There's so much that I can say tonight. Hallelujah. I could tell you so many times when I've seen people who were running from God and not obeying God. I've seen them, they were just doing things that were bringing more hardships on themselves, trying to make it on their own, trying to get by. Seen people have family problems, try to solve their own problems. Things just grew worse because they wouldn't put it in the hands of God. I've seen people trying to serve God and try to break certain habits that get a hold of them, but they just couldn't quit the things that they wanted to quit doing. And the only reason they couldn't was because they were not obeying God. God expects full repentance. Hallelujah. From a sincere heart. Oh, God, help me to do what I know to do. God, help me to live as I know to live. God, help me to walk as I know to walk. The Lord has given us a Bible, a guideline to live by. He's given us His Word, and He says, my Word will accomplish that. Hallelujah! His Word is going to succeed. Whatever God sets out to perform, it takes place just as God says it will. And when God says that you can be clean, God says that He'll forgive your sins, give you a new start, you can take His word for it because God never lies. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And when God says it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, you can believe that because He never tells a lie. He always tells the truth. I don't know what your position is. I don't know what your problem might be. I don't know what kind of vow you've made to God, whether or not you're keeping your vows. I don't know what life is that none of us would even imagine where you are. You may be tormented wondering what to do. But let me tell you, take it from one who knows. You will tell God sincerely from your heart, I will do what You'll have me to do. Lord, I'll do anything. God, just give me one more chance. God, I will pay my vow. What wilt Thou have me to do that will please Your Heavenly Father beyond words? Hallelujah! And it'll be His good pleasure to give you the kingdom and bring you out and set your feet on a solid rock and make a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Just a few weeks ago, you couldn't have told me at all that I'd be living in Fort Smith because I love this church so much. I love you people so much. But in a revival in that city, in a prayer room, at 2:00 in the morning, for several mornings in a row, I purposely chose that time in the prayer chain that they had to seek God's will for my life. I didn't know that I was going to be there right now. I don't know how long I'm going to be there, but I felt it to be the will of God for me to move my family to that city. That's why I did. Next year I may be in the jungles of Africa. I don't know. But I'm still saying, God, show me what to do. I'm willing.
Hallelujah.
I'll do anything, Lord. I'll go anywhere. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that just to be making an impression on you. I'm saying that from my heart. I said it to God in the prayer meetings that I had and those little prayer sessions when I said I would pray for an hour, lasted sometimes for 2 hours. And it only seemed like 10 minutes because I felt the presence of God in a mighty way. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we serve a mighty God. There's no doubt. Hallelujah. And He cares for us. He wants to see us do good. When we disobey Him, He will punish us. Hallelujah. But if you will humble yourself, say, God, I'm sorry. What will you help me to do? I'm willing. Hallelujah. Everything will be all right. As the saints of God pray, I wonder if there's somebody here tonight. Hallelujah. That would like to tell God, here I am. I'm willing.